downtown Chicago, your reach to entertainment and dining in the greater Chicago area is brought to you in part by State Farm Insurance, Dan De La Cruz, with two offices to serve you, 847-324-9595 and 630-915-5134. Meal Village, where you get healthy and affordable meals delivered to your door, mealvillage.com. And by Liberty Computer Center, like having your own IT department, call 847-824-7050 and rest easy. And here we are in our new time slot, all ready to go. The day turned out to be a little rainy, a little rotten, and I didn't bowl well. And Frank is here on time.
Becky was early.
I'm not hearing anything.
I'm not hearing anything either.
So I don't know if Devin, if you can do something to that.
Oh, I hear it now.
Now I hear me. I hear me. I'm okay. The guys from out Chicago probably had them turned off at the end to be nice and polite and forgot to tell us. Okay, so here we are in our new time slot and our phone number here. 773-763-9278, facebook.com/WCPT. And I hope some of you out Chicago people stay down with us and will join us and learn more about what's going on in the theater scene and some of the restaurants. And we've got a lot to do for the first show at this time. We really got a lot to cover. My website is aroundthetownchicago.com, where you'll find the answers to the myriad of questions that I will ask.
We have tons of them.
We have lots of questions and stuff to give away, and that's my favorite thing, is to give stuff away. This is something that a lot of people don't know. This is a special month. This is Autism Acceptance Month. And I there's a lot of plays right now that deal with things that are part of autism.
Yes.
That people don't realize. And one of the plays that I just saw is called Inanimate. All right. Mm-hmm. Inanimate, which is about something called objectivity. Now, Frank, you're in the medical thing, so you've ever heard of objectivity? It's about somebody who falls in love with an object, a pen, a paper sharp, you know, a paper sharpener.
I love my pen.
And I know you love, you brought a whole bag of pens to fondle. Frank is busy fondling a pen as we talk right now. But in celebration of it, there's a lot of things happening. And one of the theater companies that's in Chicago is called Special Guest Theater, which I am on the board of and I am working with on a regular basis. And in fact, coming up on Saturday, April 13th, if you go to see their play, they're doing Moana Jr., which is a shortened version of the musical Moana. If you go to see that show, I will be the MC introducing the show that particular day. That's on Saturday, April 13th, and that's at 2800 West Central Road in Rolling Meadows. It's really, you know, musical theater for people who you wouldn't expect to be in theater, who are able to, because of special gifts, they are able to. Now, I've got a pair of tickets to give away, and I don't need to have a contest for this one. If you would like to see Special Gifts Theater production, where you can see people dream, believe, and achieve, if you call 773-763-9278 and just say, I want to meet Al next Saturday, you got the tickets. You don't have to. You actually can go Saturday or Sunday, but I'd rather you listen to our show on Sunday. So I'd rather give you the tickets for Saturday. Just call 773-763-9278, and we will make sure that you get tickets for that. I've got tickets for another show that's going to be at another time. Next week, we'll give those away, so we'll try to keep everybody in the mix. Speaking of me performing, on Tuesday night, I will be doing a reading with a group of other people, and this will be this is being done at the Skokie Theater in Skokie, and this is free. There is no cost to anybody to come. Joya, who is one of our writers, has written a play, and it's a one-act play, and it seems like this. I've read it. I've gone over it several times. I think people are kind of, it's called Displaced Identity, and it's about somebody who's grown up thinking something about his life and finding out that it was all a lie. None of it was real. This is free. You don't have to call. You just show up at the Skokie Theater, and those tickets are yours. Speaking of the Skokie Theater, if you'd like to go see what they, their regular play,
which is a very good one that we saw. It's the curious incident of the dog night.
Right. So all you got to do is tell me where Skokie Theater is located.
What town is it located?
The number is 773-763-9278, and you can go see that play. Well, I want to be a nice guy about it.
Okay. I'm going to bring some popcorn Tuesday. This will be fun.
Nobody bring a lemon, okay? I don't want anybody sitting in the first row sucking a lemon while I'm up there reading, because I don't know if you know, when somebody starts doing that, we lose our ability to keep our mouth from doing the same thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, when I was being bar mitzvahed, Eddie Jacobson.
You remember that day?
I remember that day very well. Sitting in the front row, there's five guys sucking lemons, and I'm up there, and I had to focus on something totally different. I had to look out over them, ignore them, to get my voice back. I literally was going, and you don't want to do that. Okay, so I talked to Inanimate, by the way, is a wonderful, wonderful play. Read the review. It's very interesting. I don't like to give away too many things on it.
That sounds like a very good play, so yeah, I can't
wait. It's a theater wit, and it's just an unusual thing to watch. The young lady who plays the main character is just sensational. In fact, I'll give away a pair of tickets to that. Somebody just tell me who the relationship was. Okay, Erica is the main character. Tell me who she's involved with. Okay, 773-763-9278. We give you a pair of tickets if you tell me that. Okay, now we went to see a show, Choir of Man. Do you remember when Choir of Man was here, Frank, the first time? I know you didn't go the other night at the Apollo, but Choir of Man was brought as part of Broadway in Chicago, and it may have been the first thing that played at the Broadway Playhouse when they first.
So that would be a long time ago.
Well, this was right before the pandemic hit that it became changed. Remember, the name wasn't called Broadway.
No, it wasn't that. It was something from our West Side.
Right, it was a different name.
Yeah.
But we saw the show. I liked the show, but I saw it now at the Apollo, and I loved the show.
It's a completely different stage,
too. And Jane loved the show. Not an eye closed. Not once did an eye close. You know why?
Why?
Because it was more intimate. The people on that stage came up into the audience. They came up. They brought beers up to people. They passed it. It's a pub setting. It is just a fun 90 minutes of pure fun at the Apollo Theater. Welcome back, Apollo Theater. It was closed for a long time.
Long time.
It's now reopened. And they've got this powerful, powerful show called Choir of Man. Somebody want to go to see a Choir of Man? There's a character in the show whose name is Romantic. If you can call 773-763-9278, tell me his name, you get a pair of tickets to go see a Choir of Man. Okay. Want to talk? Last week we talked a little bit about Rooted. Which is playing at the Oil Lamp Theater, and I've got a pair of tickets to give away there. Tell me where the Oil Lamp Theater is located, okay?
We've talked about it enough.
Over the years, well, a lot of these people may be new to us because they may be part of the Out Chicago group that just stayed on because there's not politics after. So hopefully,
we're going to talk about good stuff.
Better. Yeah, we want people to have fun and do lots of good stuff. Okay, so we went to a restaurant. I don't know if you were with us the first time we went. We went to Spears, which is in Glenview.
Yeah, I didn't go.
No, it's in Wheeling. I didn't get back. It's in Wheeling. I gave away a clue, an answer to something else. Okay, so I read my little notes and I ran real fast. This was the first time I've only had 27 minutes.
Really?
Leaving the bowling alley and getting here, I just sit down and do all my stuff. So
that's going to be a problem now.
Well, no, I'm going to have to do it the day before. I got to do my homework. I can't wait till the last minute like I did in college and high school.
But Spears is a great place if you love bourbon.
Yeah, well, bourbon is their thing. And we didn't have any bourbon. I'm going to go back because in May, and we're going to do a TV thing.
Oh.
In May, they have a special bourbon evening.
Ooh.
And we're going to go and do the bourbon evening.
And there's
gonna,
a lot of good bourbons out there.
We're going to make sure that you have a designated driver and a designated cameraman. So,
because Al knows what a weak link I am when it comes to this.
It can be tough. So we went to this Spears, and Spears is a bourbon restaurant. They have a lot of their stuff has bourbon mixed into it, so they have a bourbon a gravy and a bourbon.
There was a sauce I remember for the barbecue
right.
and stuff.
Right, yeah. They have a barbecue sauce that has bourbon in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they do if a little kid is sitting at the table he can't have the sauce.
I wonder if it gets cooked out while you're making it when you make the sauce if you heat it because then the alcohol goes.
The alcohol?
Yeah, because the alcohol gets burnt off. And you just keep the flavor of the bourbon.
Flavor of the bourbon. Okay, so we had a great, great meal. We had a bunch of different stuff, and one of the things that we had was steak. Their steak was just superb. It was just so good. And their burgers, well, they're known for their burgers. It was really, but they had something that we tried something new, and alligator meat cooked, it actually was fried.
Oh, fried alligator.
Yeah, it was fried. It was really good. The alligator was delicious. And as my mother used to say, it tastes like chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Alligator didn't taste like chicken, but it tasted better than chicken. It had almost a veal taste to it. And then if you dip it into the white sauce that they gave us, I don't know what was in the white sauce, but if you dip it in, it was even better.
Because I'm so used to alligator, when you go down to Florida and stuff, they sell it on a stick, and it's all barbecued.
This was not barbecued. They only have it, and they also have something which I thought only one other place. They have fried pickles.
Oh.
Okay, but
not deep fried?
No, just fried. A little fried crust. It's almost like fried green tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Only they're fried green pickles is what they were. And they were really, really tasty. I'd like anybody wants to go to Spears, all you got to do is tell me the name of our server that we had, and we'll give you a gift card to go to Spears in Wheeling and have a good time there. It's a fun place. It was rollicking. It was so busy. This was Thursday night. It was the only night we had free, and we had to do some switching around. Okay, so I want to make sure I cover almost everything we did. Last week was probably one of the busiest weeks. Jane said to me on Friday, she says, "We can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this.
I need a break.
We went to see a magician. And Jane does not like to go see magic shows because if she dozes off, she misses half the trick.
Yeah.
And we go to the Rhapsody, and we went to see this guy's name is Joshua Jay. And we're sitting in the very front at the stage at a table. And, you know, my fear is what happens if my wife decides to take a doze, that all of a sudden the performer on stage would see her with her eyes closed. A true magician
would have her back on puffing.
He'd have to make her disappear because you've got a real problem. She didn't blink half the trying to catch him, trying to watch what he did. She kept saying, "This guy is the best she's ever seen."
Now, did he do more card tricks or more magic more illusion?
He did everything. And he did the very first thing he did is he asked for a dollar bill. And I was sitting in the front, so I gave him a dollar bill. He tore part of it off. He gave me the corner. He took the other part of the dollar. Now, he was wearing a T-shirt, black T-shirt. He put his hand on the T-shirt.
Okay.
And the dollar that I handed him was now part of the T-shirt, and it was fabric. It wasn't paper. I couldn't pull it off. Okay. Later on, it disappeared off the shirt, and a gentleman whose name was Jake, which is really funny. His name is Jake. He was wearing a red short sleeve knit shirt and khakis.
And he works for State Farm?
No, he doesn't work for State Farm. But they did a thing with him, and they took his wallet, and in the wallet, behind his credit cards, was the dollar bill.
Okay, that had to be a plant.
Well, Jake didn't think it was a plant. He didn't know what was going on. One of his credit cards was cut in half, and then it was back.
That is unique.
Okay, everything he did was unique. He told us stories about his life and how he lost dexterity in his fingers. And
that makes him a tough magician.
Physical therapy took 7 years to almost 7 years to get it back. But he started being a magician, decided to be a magician at the age of 7 years old, and has never done anything else in his life. He's got a book written. Rhapsody is just the coolest.
It's a nice little place in Rogers Park, so it's all worth it.
Right. Now, I'm going to say this now. If somebody can go Thursday night, this Thursday, you don't call and say, I want to change it. Thursday night, 7:30. You want to go, call 773-763-9278 and tell me where the Rhapsody Theater is. Not the city. Tell me the address of it, okay? While you do that, we got Mike on line one.
Hey, Mike.
Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys today?
Mike?
Yes.
Mike didn't want to wait so long.
We're talking to Mike.
Is
Mike
there? I'm here.
Is this M-I-C or M-I-K-E?
M-I-K-E. Where is he?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? We're looking for you.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, now we got you.
Now we got you. All right, welcome to the show. What can we do for you, Mike?
Well, I have the name of your server, the good-looking gal. I've seen her picture on your website at Spears.
Yes.
Her name is Katie.
You got it. Katie is correct. Have you ever been to Spears?
Hello. Yeah, I was looking at the menu, and some of those burgers look fantastic.
Yeah, they do. They have lots of burgers. And we tried the bison burger.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah. I think I'm going to go for the Ghostbuster.
Okay. All right, so stay on the line, and we're going to get your information, and we'll get you off there, okay?
Great. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Now I'm wondering.
Wait, we have somebody else on the line, or just being checked in right now?
Being checked in.
All right, good.
So tell me, bison being so lean, how was that burger? Was it a little bit...
It was juicy.
Really?
It was very juicy. Something in the way they purported it. Might be the bourbon. It had a bourbon sauce on it.
Okay.
And I drank my vodka, but they Ashley said to me, you got to come back when we do the bourbon. So I said, okay, we're going to do that. We're going to come back for the bourbon. So we'll be back, and that's going to be in May.
That's
so
amazing. Oh, you're the only one I know that would go to a bourbon place and order vodka.
I always like to see how the vodka is. If they're a bourbon place, they might not pour a good drink of vodka, but they did. They made a really, really good martini. They did just a whisper of vermouth with the way I like it. The ice was perfect.
I just learned the difference between a dry martini and an extra dry martini.
Yeah, it's whether you have any vermouth in it. If you just say the word vermouth, that's really extra dry.
I was surprised at that. Yeah, one is actually an actual pour where it's actually a half a shot that goes in to the three shots of alcohol, and the other one is you actually just whirl it in the glass, throw it out, and then pour the bourbon
you're not in the grass. Okay, Debbie?
Yes.
How are you?
Hi, Debbie.
I am on the moon. I'm fantastic.
Very good. What answer do you have for us?
Well, I guess the question was, where is the theater? And it's in Rogers Park.
Can you give me the address?
Can you give us the address?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, you can tell us the street.
I just caught your little... No, not a chance. I just caught your little bit.
We'll give you a hint. There's a street in Evanston, starts with an M. And this is how we used to send messages over 150 years ago before a telephone. There was a code that you used. What was that code called?
Morse.
Very good.
All right. Congratulations. Yeah, nobody loses here. Okay.
This is so cool.
It's a good show, Jess.
Okay, stay on the line. We'll take care of you, okay? Get all the information, and we'll get you there, and you'll get to see magic like you've never seen. It is an amazing show.
How many young people?
Oh, God, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. I catch you every Saturday. You're the best.
Thank you. How many young people would have figured that clue out?
I don't know if they if you can't text it. If it's not textable, it doesn't work. Okay. So we're going to be talking to a young man from a theater. Now, try to imagine this. Movie theaters that are little movie theaters. And then now they're going to have not just movies. They're going to have live plays being done in movie theaters. In Highland Park, this is a whole new concept. There was a movie, I think it was called The Renaissance. It was downtown Highland Park for a long time. And then there's a thing that came along,
yeah,
and a lot of things closed. And then they reopened as a new company called Wayfarer. Now, this is not to be confused with Wayfarer. It's not that took over Carson Pirie Scott in up north. That's Wayfarer.
Yeah.
This is Wayfarer. A Wayfarer, I guess, is a traveler or somebody who goes after things or whatever. You want to Google that?
I'm going to Google that right now while you're explaining it.
And what they did is they took these movie theaters. And they're small. They're a little bit, and they've had a lot of art movies. And I like the comfortable chairs. I think there's only 38, maybe 40 seats in each theater, maybe 50. And they have the best popcorn I have ever had at a movie theater.
Really?
Oh, the popcorn is, there are people who just come to buy popcorn and go home. They instead of making it at home, they live it out, but they come there by
the love a good popcorn. Right. It has to be real butter, the whole bit.
Well, their stuff is the best. It's really amazing. He's going to talk to us. The GM is going to come on with us and tell us about some of the exciting things they're doing. And they're going to give us some tickets to give away, so we're going to have some good stuff to give away. In the meantime, while we got a few minutes, let's talk about La Luna, where we went yesterday.
Yes.
I have not been to a drag brunch for about 30 years. When was the last time you were at one? You knew to bring enough singles with you. Our friend Paul Lisnick said, make sure you bring lots of singles.
Al brought more than I did. I'm trying to think. It's got to be at least 40, 45 years?
Yeah. Well, La Luna is a restaurant that is an amazing. We did a review of this about a little over a year ago. It's right in the heart of Pilsen. It's on Racine and 18th Street.
Yeah.
So it's not far from Little Village. So it's in a very Latino neighborhood. Frank even went. He parked a few blocks away.
There was no parking. I've never been in a situation where I had to park four blocks away.
Because you came real late. typically, if you had come a little bit earlier, I parked right down the street.
Only Al. No. Al must have had somebody out there finding the spot for him ahead of time, and then just. It was. You know what? I'm glad I parked far away because I've never been to Pilsen. I don't think I've ever been to Pilsen. The architect was amazing. I went to a couple churches, which were really nice, and I even found a bakery, and then we found a strip where there's a circle.
Not a bakery, it's a pandera.
Then we found a traffic circle, which has everybody was congregating in that area. And
At Blue Island.
Is that right there?
I told you. Remember, I wrote for a Spanish newspaper for a long time, and that was part of my bailiwick. That's where I hung out. And we used to have our meetings. We used to do it in all these different Mexican, the restaurants, bodegas. It's a cool area. Pilsen has not always been Hispanic.
No.
Back in the day, it was any immigrants that came here. That was in Chicago. That was a spot that they landed in a lot of cases. It was Polish. It was Russian. It was Ukrainian.
Changed a lot. And then someone was explaining to me yesterday, because we talked to somebody on one of the corners when we were on that one street, and he says the neighborhood's going through a change again, and the people don't like it because now it's getting too gentrified and prices are going up.
Rent has gone up dramatically. I have a friend that built a house in Pilsen. He bought the house originally very, very cheap, tore it down, and then built the house. He said it cost the lot now, just the lot, would have been 10 times what he paid for seven years ago.
It's just amazing how the neighborhood, but the architect in that neighborhood is absolutely beautiful. And yeah, I have a lot of food in my car that, I got to bring in now.
Yeah. It's really a cool little place. So La Luna it's on Racine and 18th. The party that they have, and the restaurant was great. The food was amazing. The party, the way that they do this, they come right to your table. I mean, and if you've never done this, it is fun. It's a fun experience.
They all can do splits that made me, I was in pain going, I can't even do a quarter of a split.
They were flipping and flopping and all over the place, and what a job. And then, like I said, the food was magnificent.
Our server was great. Everybody was phenomenal.
And they haven't given me any tickets to give away yet. I hope I will get it.
But you know what? Go down there.
Yeah, here's something very neat. They don't charge you to come in for the show. You just buy your meal.
And it's a brunch, so they have a very good menu.
And the thing that we had
was really good. It was It was potatoes with steak and charbroiled steak, and then eggs on top, and then pickled onions. It was enough for two people.
Yeah.
And,
well, you, Casey, you had two people.
And I did have two people.
He brought a person in his back pocket just to help me.
And people had mimosas, and you had the mimosa. I had two of them. Oh, you had two.
Yeah, the Lent or what? No,
I'm on call. I can't drink. But the table next to us kept ordering a Mexican champagne, which they said is really delicious to drink and stuff like that. There's a cava. So, and their coffee, though, they have Mexican coffee, which was
very good coffee.
I highly recommend. I would go back to this.
They have the show every other Saturday.
So it's not once a Saturday.
It's available from 11 o'clock till 3. And they have a limited seating, so they you can seat only for like 90 minutes. They do pretty much two shows.
There were
five guys, and they did their whole thing, and then they stopped, took a little break, changed costumes, and then came back and did it all over again.
If you go on the website, we got some great pictures. I don't know if...
Their pictures are up on the website. There's actually a picture of the food that we had. We didn't have the fried chicken and churro waffles. The ladies next to us had that. But what we had was the entrada dominguera.
I'm glad you can pronounce that.
Well, that's as good as my Spanish gets, everybody. But they had all kinds of neat things, and like I said, everybody
had a good time in that place. The women next to us had it's a 50-50 mix almost. There was a lot of women in one section, there were a good amount of men in there, too. It was a fun group.
And you don't have to be Spanish.
That's for sure. But it was really worth the drive.
Yeah, it's a fun, fun thing. And just go to my website. There's a link where you can link to it. Their phone number is 312-248-8958. And if you just want to go out, if you don't want to do this and just want to go somewhere for a great Mexican dinner, La Luna is the place.
Go to La Luna, right there on the corner of 18th and Racine. It was perfect. Yeah. We got to take a break.
Yeah, here's
we're
a
one
break,
minute
and
off.
Then when we come back, we'll be talking with the gentleman that will be talking about the theater, and we'll learn more about Wayfair.
We're going to know what a Wayfair is.
His name is Clay Stamper, okay? We'll see you in a little bit on the other side. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member? Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership? The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there.
Ooh.
having computer problems? Let's face it, we all hit snags in working our magic. So when this happens, call the experts at Liberty Computer Center. They have been serving the Chicagoland area for over 40 years, assisting small businesses, healthcare providers, schools, attorneys, and yes, even your host on this show. They made my problems disappear quickly and affordable. We know that we rely on our computers, so why not have an IT specialist at your ready? Call Liberty Computer Center, 847-824-7050. That's 847-824-7050. And relax, your problems will be solved.
This is Paul Lisnick, and you are listening to Around the Town Chicago.
Okay, well, we're back, and I think we're having a problem getting hold of our gentleman. I know we had it confirmed, so hopefully everything's okay. Clay, we're trying to reach you. In the meantime, I'll tell people know a little bit about what's going on.
Well, did you figure out what a wayfarer is yet?
No, I've been busy trying to get hold of the guy. Trying to get hold of him.
Well, a wayfarer is a traveler, but it's a traveler by foot.
Aha!
So that's the difference.
Okay.
But if you go onto their website, they got some good stuff there.
Yeah, so here, starting next week, Wayfarer Theaters will be hosting live entertainment through the Wayfarer Exchange. It's a storefront experience that's right next door to the theater in Suite 106. You go back in time to solve a mystery. Possibilities are endless, so they're going to do different kinds of mysteries. They're going to have a princess party with a coronation celebration. They're going to have a sock hop surprise with immersive mystery, old Hollywood mystery party, classic airwaves. So we got all kinds of good things, and I've got some tickets to give away.
They got some good stuff coming up.
The Wizard of Oz.
They're doing a radio play. It's tonight?
Tonight and next week.
And next week, yeah.
Right. So I've got some tickets if somebody wants to go there. If somebody is on the North Shore and you're looking for something to do tonight, okay, I'm pretty sure we'll get hold of him before the day is over.
Yeah, because they've got either The Wizard of Oz or Casablanca, and it's all going to be done as a radio-type play, so that should be fun to see.
Next Saturday, they're also doing the old Hollywood immersive mystery, and then they're doing Casablanca also on the 17th, and the 21st, and the 24th, and the 8th, and then they're doing that all the way through. So that's just their start. This is a gentleman who's their general manager has been for 20 years. He's been an actor, producer, DJ, and more. So he's a local guy. He's a member of the Kubler's Collective, and he's done a lot of stuff with Shakespeare Theater, and he's worked with David Bell over at Marriott and all these other stuff. So it's kind of cool.
It's kind of neat.
And if we have the wrong number for you, and I don't think we do, but if we have the wrong number, you're listening. Because I know we changed our time, and I told you we're changing the time, so hopefully we got that right. So,
hey,
we'll have him on next week.
We'll get him, because this theater sounds like it has a lot of great stuff that people would be interested in.
Yeah, it's right downtown Highland Park, so it's right down.
Not that far from here at all.
No, and there's restaurants all over the place, and there's parking all over the place. It's really, Frank, you can park there.
And I know they're going through a renovation with the main theater, but they got the other theater open, so they're doing all this stuff.
Yeah, they're doing this.
This would be a great little place. I love old theaters. So.
Oh, yeah, and it's just a fun thing to do. Okay, so hopefully we'll get that taken care of. Let's see, a couple other things that we had contests on. Let's see, we had a play that we talked about called Purpose, which is at the Steppenwolf, which got an extension. And because of that, I still have a pair of tickets that I'd like to give away. So if somebody wants to see Purpose at the Steppenwolf, you have to call 773-763-9278. Tell me the name of the reviewer at Around the Town Chicago for that particular play, and we will be able to give you a pair of tickets for that. Okay? And we still have opening. We have tickets to give away for Curious at the theater that you have to tell me the name of that's in Skokie.
Yes.
So if we have the name of that one, if you call 773-763-9278, we can take care of you on that and give you that to see. We're going to. We have
a couple things this week.
This week there's a lot of things. Okay. We're going to for dinner, and I gave you the sheets on that. So
we're going Monday. We're going to go to a place that I've heard of, but I've never been to. Honey Pie.
Honey Pie is part of it.
Oh, part.
Look at the other sheet of paper.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I gave you two sheets because I know you don't remember things.
Good thing. I'm going to go on to the wrong place.
Well, so they're right next door. They connect. Oh. You have to go through one to get to the other.
Beard and Belly.
Yeah, so that's why you didn't shave. I'm not shaving. No, so we're going to go to Beard and Belly. And this is I went there and I met with the people there. It's a cool, cool place. You do walk through the bakery.
To get to the restaurant.
To get to the restaurant. So you have to walk through and see these unbelievable pies. And I almost didn't want to go into the restaurant. I wanted to give me a fork and I'll sit right here. I'll just eat the pies. They had a turtle pie. They had all kinds of pies.
And I love a good pie.
Well,
but then I'm looking at this part of this menu that you printed up. Sweet potato gnocchi. That is unusual.
Gnocchi, yeah. It's a little different. I'm pretty excited about that one.
But, yeah, I saw the thing, rainbow. Have you noticed all the different color carrots out there lately?
No, I've never looked in anybody's garden to see that. Okay. excuse me, can I look in your garden to see what color your carrots are? Well,
how often do you go to a grocery store and go shopping? Or is it Jane do all the shopping?
Every week I go.
Really?
All right. I'm always running out of something. Jane just, she sends me pictures and says, buy that. Okay. All right. Is Susan on with us? Or Susan?
Hello.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
Hello. Great. How are you?
Okay. Waiting to hear from you. What answer do you have?
I don't have any answers because I'm not from here, so I only listen to your show every other month, and I don't...
Oh, every other month.
Where do you live?
I'm in Seattle.
You're in Seattle. Boy, we get all the way out. Are you getting us on radio or are you getting us on the internet or through Alexa?
No, I visit Palatine every other month.
Oh, you visit Palatine. Okay. But you can get us in Seattle because Alexa will pick us up.
Okay, so what is it? You want to go somewhere or do something?
I want to go somewhere, do something, and my brother-in-law's birthday is this month, and I thought, he lived here. I thought I'd see if I could get tickets for him for something.
Sounds good.
Okay, when is he available?
He's pretty open, so anything that would be fun for, a guy who's 60 and...
Okay.
That's an older crowd from us.
That's a young kid for me. I'm an octogenarian, okay? But we're going to do this. We're going to send him to see the Choir of Man at the Apollo Theater.
Okay.
It is a blast. Yeah, which is on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago.
It's not that far from Palatine.
Yeah, just come and say it is more fun than he's ever had before. He's going to feel like he's 40. When he comes
out. It's at the Apollo Theater, and it's called what again?
It's called The Choir of Man.
It's a very good
one. It's 90 minutes of, you're in a pub, and you're drinking with them, and you're partying with them, and they bring you on stage, they dance, they sing, they play instruments, they tap dance, it's everything and rolled into one 90 minutes of pure fun.
Yeah, it's in a good area of Chicago where there's a lot of restaurants.
So stay on the line, make sure we have your information and his. To make sure we get it to the right person, okay?
Sounds perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your visit here.
Boy, see, they come in from other states just to hear us.
We're world travelers now. We got world travelers. Okay, so what else was that? Oh, so we're going to do that. Skokie, I'm doing
the
reading.
On Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, we're doing the reading. Well, you're in the audience. I'm doing the reading. But you can come and meet Frank, too. He'll be there.
Hey.
Okay. And
you'll see me with the popcorn and the soda.
And then I can't remember what I'm doing Wednesday night, but I think we're doing something on Wednesday night.
Oh, aren't we going to, is it Drury Lane or?
I think we're doing, Guys and Dolls is next week.
Is it next week? Because there's Drury Lane and there's the other one, which is Music Man.
Yeah, Music Man is Wednesday night on the 17th. Thursday night is Drury Lane for Guys and Dolls. And, Then on Friday, that's a week away.
Oh,
we have Writer's Theater.
I'm a week off already. I'm back.
Of course. Writer's Theater is Friday night. And Friday night, we're going to be seeing the return of
Monsieur
Chopin, which is our friend.
I can't believe he came back from Italy.
Yeah, well, he said, Frank's not in Italy. I've got to come see Frank, right? So we're gonna see an amazing show.
So now, is it just a one-thing show? It's just a one-day show, isn't
no.
it?
No.
No,
it's a run. It's a regular run.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't come back from Italy for one night.
Just to see us?
Just to see us and maybe get a coffee mug and a pen, Frank. I don't think that would be the story. But
I thought he wants a coffee mug, and you would fill it with some... Kisses, Hershey's kisses.
I don't have Hershey's kisses.
You got to find some for him.
They do that. That's a Goodman gives away Hershey kisses. I give away Sunkiss.
Yes,
we got to remember our candy. And who's who? You can't tell the candies without a program. Remember that. So I want to today. You remember Sarah?
Yes,
our
I do.
Granddaughter, a talented little Sarah, the singer.
Yeah.
Today is her sweet 16.
Already that fast?
Yeah, she's. Driving pretty soon. I think she's ready to get the driver's license.
Oh, test. The minute they're ready for that, they're knocking.
Everybody off the road. So Sarah's coming.
I'm seeing more and more cars now where they actually put the bumper sticker, I'm a student driver. And it says, please be patient with me. I'm a student driver.
I saw you put that on your car.
That's when Angel's driving.
No, I trust Angel more. Okay. So let's see what else we did. And we're going to, I think we're doing, I'm doing a show, a kids show with I think Tommaso is going to be joining me. But yeah, by the
way, yes.
I don't know how to tell you this.
Uh-oh.
But that's, you know, my favorite Italian restaurant that's on Diversity.
You're going to tell me Tommaso's now going into college?
No.
It's going too fast.
No. But there's a lease problem with the property.
Uh-oh.
So comes May, the end of May, that restaurant will be closing.
You are kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
That is a wonderful location and everything.
Here's the big thing that I wanted to make sure that people know. Tell them the name of the restaurant, the Italian restaurant.
It's Cassati's.
And tell them what nice people the Cassati's are.
They are the best people that put up with me messing their name seven times on TV.
So here's the important thing. They're trying to make sure that all of their employees find good spots, good restaurants, to work for. So if you are a restaurateur or have a restaurant where you are really friendly with the people and they're looking for people, if you call Cassati's or go to their website or just stop by if you live in the city, tell them about these people and see if you can help put these people together. So these, because everybody at Cassati's, they're just great, great staff of people.
Are they closing all the stores on that lower level
too?
No.
What happened is the lease came up.
Okay.
And you negotiate the rent.
Oh, of course. Of course, they get out there weeks before and they see the crowds going, oh, we should increase our prices.
Well, yeah, just like going to the gas station. All of a sudden, they see a lot of line. They just raise it while you're sitting there.
While you're sitting there.
They just go crazy.
That is so sad because that is such a nice restaurant.
Yeah, so it's a great location, and we will miss them. We're going to go there a couple of times in April and May just to make sure that we go.
Hopefully, they're going to find a new location.
But I'm trying to help them with that, too. I've given them a couple of ideas for that.
Tell them it's time to come to the burbs.
They don't have to come to the burbs. You know, there's still where the Mercury Theater is. By the way, the Mercury Theater right now has a rocking, marvelous, marvelous production of the Jersey Boys. If you've never seen the Jersey Boys, you got to go take the show in. If you have seen the Jersey Boys, you got to go see the show. And the only thing you have to be careful about in going to see it is when the Cubs have a night game, parking's going to be rough.
And that's the problem. And that's why I wouldn't want Cassati's to move there, because there's no parking on Southport in that area. It's terrible, you know. Unless they build a parking garage.
I don't know where they're going to build a parking garage. In the theater, they can't do it. It's a parking meter nightmare. There's one little lot, and then you can park on the street if you have the right sticker.
If you don't.
Night games are tough. They make it even rougher. So it's not just the nighttime. It's the nighttime with a baseball game.
Of course, last time I went there, I was running a little late, so I went into that little parking thing. But they hit you with this high fee unless you get down on your app, and I didn't have time, so it was terrible. But yeah, I love the area, but there's just no parking.
We'll find
something.
Okay, so that's coming up, and then we've got Writers Theater. We want to go make sure people know about that. Back in the day, all of his shows were done at a theater on on Halsted, a building that is still sitting there empty with no theaters in it. And
what are they going to do? Now, that maybe they should look in that property area.
For what, a restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, there is, you know, Vinci's, you got two Italian restaurants down the street.
Oh, that's right. There's one down the street.
there's a couple of them.
There's a couple.
Yeah, there's two right down the street at Halsted's. That might be a little too much.
But it's a it was a nice theater that I used to like going to, so. But I think I've do something with that property. It's been closed almost over a year now.
How about?
2 years?
Three.
Oh, God.
I think the whole thing, it might be more because it might have been COVID. It might have been the start of COVID that happened. Okay, so looks like we got somebody online. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, yes.
Hi there.
For a restaurant, the owners went out of business, 6800 North on Sheridan Road. The place has been vacant for, I don't know, over a year.
Where was it?
6800, that would be Sheridan. That would be after Devon. That would be north of Devon Avenue, right? 6800 Sheridan.
Yes.
So that would be after.
There's a parking lot.
Oh.
And it's been vacant.
But that was Leona's? Was that Leona's?
Oh, was that the. Yeah,
it was Leona's, and then it was, you know, it was kind of bought out by another outfit, but they still called it Leona's. The menu changed. It wasn't as good. And then they finally went out.
All right, we're going to let them know. We'll let them know because I'm sure they're looking for places. If they're listening right now, they'll know it.
Cassati's has a great vegetarian menu, and with a university just being five blocks down the road.
Especially when parents come in town.
It's a great little place.
Pays for it, usually.
Yeah, they have a lot, so we're going to have to tell them that.
Okay, so what area do you live in?
I'm in Rogers Park, right near the Rhapsody Theater.
Oh, you're right at the Rhapsody.
Are you available Thursday night to go to the Rhapsody?
I am.
All right. Why don't we send you to the Rhapsody on Thursday night? You'll go see this magnificent.
And you can tell us all about the show.
It's called Look Closer, and his name is Joshua Jay. He is so cool, and
that's great.
Has such a rhythm with it, and so we'll set it up. So leave your information. I will set it up. They'll have your name at the. I'll send you an email anyway, but it'll tell you where your name is and how to get in, and they'll take care of you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay. Thank you.
See, we got some great listeners that tell us what's going on.
You know, that's all part of what this whole thing of radio. The people forget about it. The talk radio is part that the callers and the hosts and everybody gets along and helps each other. And that's why I love the fact that we are now following out Chicago, because I think part of his audience is our audience. And maybe all these 5 years, because something else was in between, like car, you know, fixing your car and all that kind of stuff, maybe they said, hey. And they went away, and now they're staying, and they'll be here, and we'll get to enjoy each other.
I know. I mean, I love talk radio because, you know, I love to talk as long as I'm talking to you. It's always perfect. I'm the shy person in the group, having people figure that out.
Right.
But, no, it's something different. I really like that people listen to us and they like what we're doing, so we're doing something right, which is
Whole thing is that we're trying to make people give them something they can enjoy, give them information so they know if they're spending their money right. A lot of people are not into some of what's going on in the theater and the theater world and the small black box theaters and the big lavish theaters, but a lot of good stuff happens in tiny little theaters.
And you
fun.
Don't have to. You know, someone stopped me a couple weeks ago and said, how do you get to go to theaters? I mean, how do you recommend it when it's $100 or $140 for a ticket? I go, that's because you're talking about 15% of the theaters in Chicago. The other 80% are very reasonably. You can get tickets in Chicago for $10 for a good theater.
Right. And there are some theaters that they have certain nights that they do what you could afford. And that's only in these smaller theater companies that can do it. And one of the things that I've always told the theaters when I talk with them about talking on the show, giving away tickets, whatever, is an empty seat gives them nothing.
Right.
Having someone's rear end in that seat means that there's somebody who's going to maybe experience theater for the first time who will say, wow, this was cool. I'm going to go back. Or they're going to leave that theater and say to their friends, hey, I just had the greatest experience. I saw a show, especially when you're talking about like Inanimate, for example.
Yeah.
This is a very unusual show, and it's an unusual story, but it is a fun show, and it has a story that means something, because there are people who do have that problem. There are people who fall in love with something that's inanimate. Things, object, you know, I look at Frank. I mean, he holds his pen so dear, so tight. That pen, the ink is just running out.
It's... You know what? And there are people like that. I mean, not me, but there are people that are in love with everything. Look at hoarders.
Look at your sister.
I wasn't going to say that on radio, but...
Whatever we have on a regular basis.
I love my sister, but yeah.
She has never thrown anything away.
No.
If you need a scrap of paper from 1968, Rose has it. She may take her a while to find it.
I gave her a new phone, and she still uses the old phone, and...
Does she call herself?
Well, you heard what that phone was like when she called us, it cracks up. And people, hey, now that with the new technology, tomorrow makes it an easy day. You know, tomorrow's the solar eclipse.
I know. I've got my special glasses. All right, let's talk to this. We got Jody online. Hello, Jody.
Hi.
Jody.
Hi, Jody.
How you doing?
I'm good. I heard you talking about Cassati's, and I actually saw that on Facebook the other day that they're closing, and I was really heartbroken because they actually have a vegan menu, a full vegan menu, which is outstanding.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just wanted to mention that because, you know, it's rare to find a high-end Italian food that you can have a vegan meal. So,
yeah. It's very tough. And, you know, my cousin is vegetarian. And so whenever she comes in from Italy, which is three times a year, I take her to Cassati's because they have a great vegetarian menu that has won a lot of awards and stuff. And even they're vegan, which I would never try too much. I'm just not.
No, but here's the thing. All of you listeners out there, if you go there and tell them, please find a new place. Please find a new place. I think that'll get to them. I think right now, you go through negotiations and you lose your place that you've built. You probably think to yourself, maybe I want out of this business. But when the people want you there, then you belong.
Yeah.
So we need to keep pushing and keep. I'm going to keep sending them information. I'm going to keep staying with them. Because I love everything that they have there, and I love the family. And Tommaso is my junior. I mean, he's my little theater critic.
You don't want them running back to Italy.
No, I need him. First of all, I had business cards made for him with his picture on them. So until he's at least 14 when he starts shaving, those pictures are still good.
Okay. But thanks for calling.
What area are you in, Jody?
Yeah. I'm in Rogers Park.
You're in Rogers Park.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever been? You go up to Wheeling?
Go to where?
Wheeling, Northbrook, any of those areas.
You know, I actually don't have a car, so I don't get out there often.
All right. Well, how about, let's see. I'm trying to think if I have anything that I can send you to.
Nothing to Coy's or there.
That's Evanston. No, Evanston might be.
None.
Evanston.
I'm close to Evanston.
You're close to Evanston? Okay, we're going to send you to Coy in Evanston. Sushi. Great sushi, okay? So stay in line. We'll get your information, and we're going to send you to Coy in Evanston right on Davis Street, so you can even take public transportation and get there.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Evanston's like a hot...
Evanston's like right down the street.
You
with the L right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that. Stay in line. We'll take care of you, okay? Thank you, Jody.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that there's an L that runs through all those...
It goes all the way to Wilmette.
It actually goes past Wilmette because it goes all the way.
I think that Linden Avenue is where it stops.
I'm getting that confused. There's the L, and then there's the train.
The train goes all the way, but I believe Linden Avenue is where it stops.
It's
the purple line that goes there. That's the one that, because you get confused if you go to a baseball game at Wrigley Field and you're changing to the yellow. If you get on the purple, your car's not going to be there when you get there.
That's for sure.
Right, Frank? You should know that.
Because you go into Evanston and you go right there off of Davis Street, and all the lines are there, and so it's easy to get confused, you know? Because I used to take them to go to Ravinia, but back then I was worried about parking.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that a lot of you decide to come out to Skokie Theater to see the show on Tuesday night. I think
Julie has got a hit, and so from what you're telling me...
What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to work something out. So any of you who do come, maybe we'll give you a little ticket when you get there, and maybe we'll have a little drawing and give away some prizes on Tuesday night just to kind of make it more fun. So while you watch a play, will have an opportunity to win a dinner, maybe to go to Prairie Grass, or maybe you'll get Coy of Evanston, or
you can get a consolation prize, one of our new pens that
maybe
just came out.
If Frank will let go of the pen, maybe you'll get a pen. He'll probably fight you for it because he's a squeezer. He'll make sure he wants to.
But
do
you know what? We're running out of time as usual.
And we'll get the Wayfarer people. We'll figure out what happened. We'll make sure we correct the next week. And I think I'm going to have somebody from Jersey Boys. I think we're going to
try
to.
Good.
We'll probably have to do that one on tape. But now that we're at 1 o'clock, now we can leave here. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to go watch Caitlin. We're going to watch her play basketball. Today's a girls' basketball.
Very good.
See you next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us.